This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio from the perspective, first of all, the folks at Talkers Magazine that put together our charts, the stories, the people that are on the top of the list every week. And the week differs, obviously, or as we go through the changes, the time of year, focus on different events, that sort of thing. I bring together a group of talk radio professionals to talk about some or all of these issues. Depends on how fast we can move through them. We have a chatty bunch here today, including Jennifer Horn from the DJV show and also from KRLA in Los Angeles. Joining us is John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. We're going to talk about the anniversary of the Apollo walk on the moon, which is very, very significant and appropriate. Also, Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, is with us, along with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. So let's get started. Because I want to sort of turn things around. Even though the Apollo, anniversary, the 50th anniversary of the walk on the moon, the Apollo mission to the moon, is not in the top 10, I believe, frankly, and because I'm the host, I guess I can get away with this. I think that it's something very important for us to talk about, especially in light of all of the things that seem to be bait for Thank discussion you. And phony baloney bait.
Well, it's a unifying story too. It's something that is. Made everybody right. proud of our country.
Right. And so when you look around or you sense what's going on, when you see that Representative Omar arrived home after all the stuff that went on this week, she and the other three ladies in the squad, some people who were at the airport said, "We have your back. We're on your side. Yay, yay." It's all phony. I think it is anyway. Let's go around the room. We'll start with you, Victoria. Ladies first, and then Jennifer. And is this phony baloney, is made-up controversy just to get people's attentions away from some of the real issues?
I don't see how it's made-up controversy when President Trump has made it his issue for the last several days, and I think he would like to make it an issue for the 2020 campaign. It would be it's phony in the sense that it's not an issue that I think that voters would really like to be talking about when they're concerned about the economy, jobs, health care, and other things, but it's an issue that very effectively divides America.
Well, division is a way to get elected. I guess that's the way political things work these days. Jennifer, how do you see this as divisive or what?
Well, I definitely think Trump purposely is choosing to elevate these women to make them the face of the Democrat Party, because I think that he will have an easier time running against the ideology that these four women represent, which is very progressive socialism, some would even say, and probably argue, communism. But I do think, and I have this thought a few days ago, brushing my teeth where I do my best thinking, that it's very possible that these four women and President Trump are all in cahoots together, with the only loser being Nancy Pelosi and some of the more moderate Democrats, because President Trump wins with his base. He wins by creating, by putting these people in charge or letting them set the tone for the Democrats in 2020. And they win because they're getting elevated. The squad wins, right? People are, they're on Gayle King's show. They're doing all sorts of media opportunities. The real loser here is Nancy Pelosi, who's trying to keep the party together going into an election year. So politically speaking, we could talk about whether or not it's right or wrong to do this kind of stuff. And we can have that conversation about all of politics. But if you look at the political game here that's going on, you've got two very actually like-minded groups, but on both very different sides of the aisle, if that makes sense. Both are kind of striking the same tone with their supporters.
right, John Harper from Florida. How does this ring? This is the number one story of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. So how is it ringing, or is it ringing any bells down there? Again, maybe I'm asking because my own read on this is that it's all a tempest in a teapot. What are voters and what are listeners saying down there?
Hi, Doug and ladies. It's not playing well here in Florida at all. It's really dividing the sentiment among voters and among those who are following what happens in politics. I totally agree with what Jennifer just said, and it's not good for the country, and the squad, as I guess they're being called now, are really doing a lot to people down here feel divide the country instead of unite the country. And as Jennifer just said, the person who probably is going to lose out on this is Nancy Pelosi. She looks like the odd person out because she can't control the squad.
Yep. It's hard to control a lot of these people if that's what their design is. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, how's this playing with your listeners?
I have personally a hard time believing Trump actually was strategic in his comments, because he is more than just inarticulate. He's clumsy in the things that he says. But from the very beginning,
well, he's clumsy on everything. Don't you think he's clumsy in everything he says? I find him to be just
absolutely
clumsy.
It's easy to propagandize against the guy for that reason.
Yeah. Anyway, excuse me. Go ahead.
No, that's fine, Doug. Go ahead. It's your show, man. I love you.
No, I am. Victoria jumped in with a comment that made some sense.
Oh, sure.
And that's why I wanted to have you reflect on it. But let's go back to this. Yeah.
Consider this then. You know, from the very beginning of Charlottesville, the political media, national political media, and Democrats specifically chose. They specifically chose to omit Trump speaking out against racists, against white nationalists, and now there's this theme that he thinks there's some good Nazis, which of course is ridiculous. But the way he inarticulates
Trump said there were some good Nazis? When did he say that?
But that's the theme, right? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, and that's what some of my callers actually believe, too, is that he said that because of the way this whole thing is presented. And now you have someone like Presley, Representative Presley, for example, saying, oh, well, if you're not a black face with a black voice that agrees with me, then you have no place to be in politics. And I'm thinking, imagine if Richard Spencer, the racist, had said that about white faces and white voices. That's where we are right now. I agree with you, Doug. This is just like kabuki theater that's keeping us from thinking about what's really important for the country.
Yeah.
This is bad for the soul of the country. And I think that's the point that I'm making
here. Not a bad point. That's not a bad point, actually.
All of this is bad for the soul of the country. Politically, it's bad for the Democrats, and it's the Republicans in Congress think it's bad for them. And Ivanka Trump spoke to Trump about it, and so did Mike Pence. They both spoke to Trump about it, which is why he attempted to send her back, which, you know, because he's recognized now, or he's been told to recognize that was not a good chant. Whether it works at his rallies, I don't know. So the Republicans don't think that this is a good platform to run on. And for the Democrats, it's bad for 2020. But for the rest of us, this kind of divisiveness is not good for our souls.
I'd also add to that real quick, because I think a lot of Republicans like me who voted for Trump and who will again very happily vote for Trump again, I feel, and I'll just speak for myself, but I think I speak for a group, that he stopped the flow into what this country, the direction the country was going, which is to the far left, which was away from the more moderate soul of who America really was founded to be. It was falling into socialism. These women represent where the country was headed. It was on that trajectory. And I think with President Trump speaking out, he's flawed and imperfect. I get it. But he also is one of the only Republicans with enough backbone to actually stop that direction that the country was going in. I'm glad I could render you all speechless.
I'm thoughtfully considering what you're saying, and I agree.
Yeah. We just... this whole business, I have not much use for any of these people that identify themselves as the Squad in terms of their philosophy, but I would never, ever say go back to where you came from. I just think that's so, whether it's disrespectful, I don't even know what the word is, but if that's what appeals to the base, and I know some people, I've loved some people in my life who have said that about people walking around. Do I like seeing women in burqas? Do I think that's a comfortable thing to see? No. But I also believe in diversity. It wouldn't be, you know, it's not up to me. I have my own points of view, and I share them with all of you and other radio work that I do. But I don't, you know, I think we have to stand back a little. Maybe it's because I grew up in such a diverse cultural circumstance in my town where I still live. It doesn't, these issues would never come up, never did, and never will, in terms of how we live in this community. It may be that we make reference to them in other ways, like there's an effort here to make this not a sanctuary city, but an inviting city, whatever the hell that means. And I'm not for that. I think there's way too much of this, you know, letting this excuse, letting people come and wander around and do what they want to do, and they have no right, no claim to be here. So there's that, but I just think telling people to go back where they came from is about as ignorant as a statement. I don't care whether it was in jest. He's walking back on it, you're right, because his daughter said, "Dad, what the hell's the matter with you?" That's basically what she said. You can't say things like that. And he,
well, they're
fortunately
only walking back on the chant, which they should walk back on. The chant is, yeah. I don't think, made anybody feel good. The chant is, send her back, send her back. That wasn't something Trump did or started. His supporters did it. But clearly he had to speak out on it, and he did yesterday, whether or not people were, earlier in the week.
And what sort of, what's this district about that they find her the most acceptable candidate to be in that office? I find that kind of, I'm very curious about, I don't know much about that district, but I'll tell you, I'm very curious as to who else wanted to run there or how she got into this way as she did.
If people can start saying that about her as a naturalized citizen, they can say it about me if I say something people disagree with.
Right, because you're a naturalized citizen as well. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And it's very disturbing that we live in this time. Yeah. Very disturbing.
The other side of it is, Victoria, where else would you have wanted to go? And where else would you like to live? Would you like to go back, just to throw it back sort of in the curve, would you like to go back to where you came from, or you like it here and you want to stay here? I think
I love it here, as indeed does the representative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know her, but I know you well, and I take you at face value. I've always taken what you said at face value and your experiences, because they're always...
Why should I need to be asked the question?
I think, well, that's a point, too. But you were asked the question because you've had the same experience, even though you're not the same color and from the same country, but you've had that same experience, so people are liable to, well, if they're thinking about it. I don't think they are. I think they look at you as just another American. I think that that's, you know, because you don't stand out. You're white, and you don't dress in a different way, and I think that's what gives people the willies. Whether it's accurate, it's pretty ignorant, but that's kind of, I think, what gives people cause to think. When you see somebody walking into an airport who's wearing a burqa, it makes people uncomfortable. It just does. Like it or not, it does. And whether we ought to be that way, I mean, I don't think I'm responsible for that. I don't think you're responsible. I don't think anybody here is responsible for thinking that way. I think that people who, frankly, come from similar places, Somalia is where she's from, and there aren't any terrorists that came there to blow up buildings in America, but because we have a lot of ignorance when it comes to religion and where people come from, it's, you know, we all clump them all. Some people clump everybody. Okay, they're Muslim, they're all bad. You know, that kind of stupid stuff, which is, you know, I mean, you could have said that about the Christians during the Inquisition. Look what they did, and we all Christians were bad then. It's just supposition, if you will. Jennifer, thank you. 21 after the hour here on the Countdown.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Radio Review with Talk Radio hosts. I'm Doug Steffen. Trying to, it's like herding cats sometimes. John Harper from WMEL. We're talking about cats off the air because Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company is a big cat person. John, didn't you have a cat? I'm trying to, now that I'm thinking about this, I remember a cat wandering around that studio in Florida WMEL. I think I remember.
Absolutely. That's Panther the cat. She's my little girl, and she's in the other room, but I have to keep her separated from Cupcake the dog. The two of them do not get along too well.
Isn't it funny? I can remember, now that I vividly remember that cat jumping up on the console when I was in the studio there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I vividly remember.
You were rather amazed at that, yeah.
Yes. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. You have a cat? I think you do have a cat.
We do now. Cats find us.
Did you get a cat? Yeah.
Really? We did. Big storm Wednesday evening. A little seven-month-old calico came upon our porch. My wife and I are sitting there feeding it and put out notices on social media, went up and down the street, asked everybody. We have a community social media page on Facebook for our neighborhood. Nobody has claimed the cat, and so $200 later, the cat has a place to sleep and a cat box and everything else. So we now, and we have everything but a name.
Really?
Of course, the cat went through and deleted your post. You know that.
Yes. Loves my wife. Yes.
All right. Number three. We've done one and two, the squad and the racist stuff. Okay. So let's keep moving here. Number three on the list from Talkers Magazine. By the way, at talkers.com, you can find this list every week. And you also can hear a lot of things in terms of what's going on. New radio, Talkers TV is at talkers.com. So the presidential race, the list has come out for the debates on, 30th and 31st of the month, how they are arranging the chairs on the Titanic, and wondering what different, are we going to hear anything different, feel anything different after this is all over? What do you think, Victoria?
Well, I've been reading about the Democratic governors and their annual fundraising retreat on Nantucket last weekend.
Yes.
and we're not going to do any rhymes. And there were a number of Democratic governors elected in the 2018 elections, and they did not run on Medicare for All. They ran on bread and butter issues, and they are very worried about the 2020 candidates' positions, and they think they're unrealistic and politically risky, and they are basically sending the message, hey, look, this may be great sloganeering, but you're not going to win the White House on this. They also think that the way the debates are being run are really stupid. In fact, James Carville said when they were being asked to, like, raise their hands in, you know, like, do you support Medicare for All or do you support open borders or something, and they had to raise their hands, James Carville said they should just raise the middle finger.
To the
question itself, because it's so stupid to have to answer a question like that in a debate.
This is dangerous, damaging, whatever. I don't see how this like education is free. Come on, you think everybody is stupid? Who's going to pay for it? We have a $21 trillion deficit as of this week. And maybe, I don't know, we haven't drained a lot of the people out of the swamp who are big spenders, apparently. This guy is spending money faster than any president in the history of the country. And the tax cuts, although make you feel good, are contributing to this. So I think both sides have got some problems with where they come down on some of these issues. You've got to have some common sense here. It seems to be greatly lacking. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I was not happy with it.
President Trump saying he disagrees with sentiment expressed by a crowd at his rally in North Carolina on Wednesday night when it came to one of the four Democratic women of color in Congress who he's been having a feud with of late.
But again, I didn't say that. They did.
The crowd had been referring to Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Yesterday at that photo op, the president did still say that she and the three other congresswomen have said, quote, horrible things about the country. Convicted sex offender and billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, staying behind bars for now after he was denied bail yesterday as he awaits trial on new charges in New York concerning allegations he had sex with dozens of underage women. The president wants the son of late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia to be the next labor secretary, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Before you expanded into the building next door, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, before you took that leap of faith, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. From ink and printers to paper at great prices every day. And right now, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, get the second one 30% off. Staples, here we get you there.
N72019, restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Before you expanded into the building next door, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, before you took that leap of faith, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. From ink and printers to paper at great prices every day. And right now, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, get the second one 30% off. Staples, here we get you there.
N72019, restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio Review, Talk Radio Roundup, based on the charts that came from Talkers Magazine for the week of July 15th to the 19th. It is annualized and weeklyized. Is that a word? Weeklyized? What do you think? John Harper from WMEL is here. Rick Jensen, WDEL. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. What'd you say, John?
It's a word now, right?
Right! New word, yes. The Dugster brought about. We do this under the authority of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison and I put this idea together a long time ago of doing what, you know, Casey Kasem was on the air, and he would take, the producers took the top 40 from Billboard Magazine, and he would say that in the credits at the end of each of the hours of the program. And so what we did was just Talkers Magazine, the equivalent of Billboard in the talk world. And so we just decided, okay, let's come up with a list every week of what we figure are the top 10 items of discussion on news talk radio stations. And this has been going on for a long time. And I think what it does is provide a service acknowledging what different people are saying and thinking, because thank heavens we are not a one-speak, one-ideology country. It would be a horrible place if it was, although I think there are people on both sides who would like it. I remember working for a guy. I ran WEEI in Boston as the ops manager for a couple of years in the mid-80s. And he used to tell me the world would be a better place if everybody was Catholic, everybody was a Republican, and we all voted for, I don't know, when was that, the 1980s, was it Reagan or whatever. It would be, the world would be a better place. And he and I remained friends. We didn't agree on that then, and I don't agree with that thinking now. I might have things that I feel strongly about, we all do, and that sort of defines who we are. But I've noticed that my thinking has changed. John, how has your thinking changed over the years about what you think is important or how you view issues?
Wow, it certainly, Doug, has, I think, mellowed over the years. It's not as extreme as I think it once was years ago. And I'm much more understanding, I think, of all different types of opinions, not just those who agree with me. I've got strong political opinions about so many different things, but at the same time, if somebody doesn't agree with what I think, well, that's okay. I can roll with that, and so that's how I've kind of changed, I think, over the years.
What about you, Jensen? Are you thinking the same way now? I think I've known you for, what, how long have I known you? 20 years? I can't even remember when I first met you, but that's not important. I just wonder how
it's
you
been
think
about,
you...
It's been about 20 years, I think, yeah. And now, yeah. Back to the countdown. 20 yeah. years ago, Doug met Rick. So,
that was good.
It was good, actually. That was very good, yeah. And now, back to the countdown.
I could imagine years ago when I was a little more feisty, angry about some things, and now I care more about how our policies really affect people in the real world. For example, you and I both have libertarian leanings, right?
Yes.
So yep. When Rand Paul says what he says about the 9/11,
I'm glad you brought that up. That's thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, go ahead, finish the statement.
So when he said we have to
it's number
pay for
seven
it
this
first,
week, by the way, on the countdown, it's number seven this week.
This is where libertarianism runs full steam. Smack dab into the brick wall of reality, because there's this emotional segment that he's not considering. He's right, by the way. We need to think about that for everything we do. How do we pay for it? But when you have this emotional issue like, oh, the 9/11 responders, man, we've got to take care of these folks. And yes, we do. But how do you actually go about that? And Doug, I'd love to get your thoughts on that, because I know you think along those lines.
Well, I think in terms of when that came up this week, I said on the air that I was tired of people spending money with no accountability. If you're going to spend money for something like this, you got to take it out of something else. And people say, no, we have so much waste, fraud, abuse, corruption in this country. Every single department, federal level, state level, local level, money just being pissed away. I don't know if we're going to edit that, Kara, or not. But it in this case, the timing of it, or the idea that he's the only one who voted against it, at least he's thinking about it. The thing's going to pass, and so they wanted to make it a unanimous passage or unanimous consent or whatever they call it. But he said, okay, guys, this is fabulous. We need to do this, but who's going to pay for it?
Yeah.
And how are we paying for it? And where are we going to? Can we cut something else? Can we stop wasting money on the damn military and military-industrial complex and going to war with everybody who burps and farts at us? You know, that kind of stuff is just...
This is the guy who voted for policies that raised the deficit to the levels that you're talking about, and he didn't seem to have concerns about that.
Well, they all have. They all
do it. No, but he did. He did, but he has a problem with this.
Well, I think it's a statement. I don't know. We want to make a bad guy out of him.
Yes.
I don't think he's a bad
guy.
I don't know why you...
I think we do.
All right. We're going to spend the rest of our time here because John is here and he represents a district in Florida where the Space Coast has its roots. We're going to talk to somebody in a moment about the 50th anniversary of the moonwalk, engage ourselves in 50-year-ago thinking. Some of you who were not even alive 50 years ago, maybe we'll learn something by this chat coming up in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. While hot flashes are the most common menopausal complaint that women bring to their doctors, it's hardly the only one.
So women can get moodiness, so up and down on the emotions, but also anxiety is a big problem around menopause.
Even if they've never had mood issues in the past. And Dr. Stephanie Fabian, a women's health specialist, says it can be an even bigger problem for women who have had mood issues that relate to hormones, like premenstrual syndrome or the baby blues after delivering a baby, or even postpartum depression.
Those women are much more vulnerable to these mood changes around menopause. And women who have real mood issues like a major depression tend to have significant problems.
And while they certainly play a part, Dr. Fabian thinks it's more than just the changing hormones, likely a mixture of genetics, life circumstances, and other stressors. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
The Talk Radio Review and a focus now on a big event that took place 50 years ago. John Harper on the review from WMEL remembers vividly, as do I, what happened on that day. Joining us in the conversation is Matthias Benayok, who works for IBM. IBM celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moonwalk and the age of space exploration. As we think about July 20th, 50 years ago, this is important for us to sort of put all these things in perspective. Mr. Benayok is the lead architect for IBM Germany, studying computer science. You know what? I think about you and I think about our connection. Were it not for, and this may be wild speculation, if it weren't for World War II and the emergence of Wernher von Braun, and then him being grabbed up by the Americans at the end of the war to do exactly what he did, we might not have had Apollo 11. Do you think, Matthias, that that's an accurate statement?
Yeah, that could be. Actually, I'm maybe too young to judge that from experience, but I think it's a good statement, yeah.
Yeah. So let's just talk for a minute about IBM and other companies that are important to the space program, contributing, making things. How many IBM people worked on that first mission, and are folks still around from Apollo 11? Probably 50 years later, there aren't too many folks that are still in IBM that were around then, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, not too many, but I actually met some of them, and those were 4,000 people from IBM systems, engineers, developers, research scientists, and so on, working and collaborating with NASA on making this happen, this great venture.
John Harper is one of the radio hosts that's on this program with me. He runs some stations on the Space Coast, and he invited me many years ago to come down, and so did the people that were running the shuttle program in Cape Kennedy. So I was firsthand in buildings where your people were working. I remember, John, how important the folks like IBM were to the local economy, and maybe, I don't know, are they still, in a sense?
Yeah, Doug, in a sense, they still are. Of course, it's grown tremendously over the past couple of decades. And as I've mentioned to you on previous programs, there are so many different types of companies that represent the space program in many different ways that are moving here to the Space Coast of Florida. You almost need a scorecard now to keep track of who's coming in. But IBM certainly did play and still plays an important role here on the Space Coast.
So, Mr. Benayok, let's go back to the IBMers that worked on Apollo 11 and what they actually did. What part did they play? What did they build or contribute to the hardware itself?
Yeah, they contributed actually two main things. One thing is the instrument control within the Saturn V rocket. So they built the software and the hardware around that. They actually shrunk a mainframe computer from the size of a refrigerator down to the size of a suitcase and put that into this instrument control. So that was one thing that IBM did. Another thing that was really key to success of this mission was the data analysis on the ground station. So we put their large computers, large mainframes, to actually do all the calculations and all the data analysis to guide the spaceship through space and onto Moon. So those were the main two things where the 4,000 IBMers were involved with.
You know, one of the things that I remember is seeing all the people down there, thousands of them. There were 4,000 IBM programmers that were involved in this thing. I don't think people understand or remember, and I'd say this for a comment, both John and Mateus, how many people it took to make this all happen. Mateus?
So I don't have an exact number, but I think it was an extensive number of people overall that were working in the United States, but also outside of the United States and partner countries and so on, to actually make the moon landing a success.
Yeah. John, isn't it amazing how many people? I remember going into the hangar and seeing all these people in white. It was like going into an operating room, except there were so many of them working on the nuance of every little thing. On the, at least I remember that from the shuttle experience.
Doug, it would be interesting for Mateus to tell us, was IBM, when did IBM get involved with the space program? Was it with the Apollo, or did it get started way back in the Mercury days?
How early?
It was even earlier. Yeah, it was quite earlier. It was actually before NASA was founded, when IBM was involved with the rocket launch and the space program and overall. And since Apollo, we were involved in any other mission to space afterwards.
So what did you do? Go ahead, John.
No, I just said, so they've been involved since the early 1950s.
Yeah, it would seem that way. So what you're an engineer, what have you done? What your specific job, what have you done, or how have you applied your knowledge to what IBM is doing with NASA, specifically you, Mateus?
So right now, we actually sent the first autonomously free-flying robot to the International Space Station, and he's called Simon, and he's assisting the robots, assisting the astronauts on the space station with their daily tasks, so he can help them with their experiments and with their documentation tasks and so on.
Isn't that great? Well, it's an amazing world we live in, and the space partnership, public and private, continues. I can't imagine IBM not being, as one of the great American companies, not being involved in this. If you want more information on how IBM is involved, go to newsroom.ibm.com. That's newsroom.ibm.com. Our thanks to Mateus Benayok and to John Harper. The memories of 50 years ago and looking forward to the future in space travel, something we all need to do and wrap ourselves around because it's important for our country, I think. 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out.
This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Down and dirty time. Chuck Curry, movie moments on the DJV program. The theme from the Terminator. Is it the same theme for all the Terminator movies, Chuck? Or I'm not an expert when it comes to the Terminator, other than knowing that Schwarzenegger's involved. That's about it.
From part two on, yeah, this is music from Terminator 2. The original Terminator in 84 was a little bit different in the music. Great score for Terminator 2, so they use that theme pretty much on. But the reason we play that at the big movie expo yesterday, Comic-Con, where they market the heck out of all these films and promote, it was announced, to much to my surprise, that actor Edward Furlong, who played the pivotal character John Connor in Terminator 2 back in 1991, will be back to play that same role in the new Terminator coming out later this year called Terminator Dark Fate. We'll have Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton back.
Why are you surprised if they brought them back, bringing that guy back? Why are you surprised?
Because it was not previously announced. That's why. And if you look at the trailer they cut, he's not in that trailer. Now, I don't know if you know this, but that actor has had a lot of personal demons in real life. Dependency issues, drugs, really? I believe. So I know he doesn't look the healthiest in the last 10 or
What's
20 years,
name?
But he is back. Furlong. Furlong. Yeah. Right. Now, different actors have played that role. An actor named Nick Stahl played John Connor in Terminator 3, and then Christian Bale played the character in Part 4. So it is a very important part in the Terminator universe. And when I didn't see him in the trailer, at least the character, I was somewhat perplexed, but that was an interesting announcement yesterday. Also, Tom Cruise was at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
yeah.
And they released the trailer to Top Gun Maverick. I watched it. I got to tell you, they put a ton of money into this stuff, Doug.
People are going to want to see this movie. Yeah, it's going to be.
Yeah, the flying sequences clearly been shot for a big, big screen. The only caveat I would have when I watched it I still think Top Gun is a very, very 80s product. It was a big hit back in, I believe, 1984. I don't know how this is going to fly in 2020. Maybe I have a different opinion on it.
I do have a different opinion. I think I like the movie. As a matter of fact, it was playing this week, maybe in anticipation of all this stuff, is on one of the cable channels. And the woman whose name I can never remember, who played the...
Kelly McGinnis?
Yeah, Kelly McGinnis.
Yeah. She's not in this one, though.
Yeah, well, I think she's changed her appearance, let's just say, has changed a great deal over the years, and maybe that didn't work. John Hamm is in it, along with Val Kilmer and Tom Cruise. And Hamm says the audience...
Jennifer Connelly's in it, too.
Yeah, the audience, he says, we're shooting the movie in 6K, high def.
Wow.
The aerial footage, he said, is mind-blowing.
I don't doubt that.
This is real shooting. It's not computer-generated. This apparently is the real thing, and that's what makes it so different and so cool, according to him. And apparently Kilmer, who hasn't done a lot lately, is pretty excited about it. And Cruise will always play. I mean, he can slide into this stuff and make it feel like it's his own. I think that's he's very, very good at that.
And I got to say this, when I did watch a trailer, when you see Tom Cruise, there's little doubt he's one of the last of the really big movie stars left in the business. He is a true death. He is a movie star. There's no doubt about it.
Did you see the trailer to Cats? It's been the adaptation for the Broadway. It's real weird.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Nine Lives and all of that stuff, it just is, it's weird.
Will it play with a big mainstream audience?
It didn't do anything for me other than make me think it was just plain weird. But there's a lot of buzz.
I got to say one more thing. I watched the trailer. Warner Brothers released the trailer, the newest trailer to its horror film, It 2, which comes out in September. Yeah. Jessica Chastain and Bill Hader. This movie's going to make a fortune. This is what you call a great trailer from a marketing point of view. If you like this stuff...
Those actors are big time. That's, you know,
they
sort of elevates the genre by having two actors of their stature in a movie like, as you sort of like you say, like that. And so
I could not said it better. Those actors will elevate that genre, and this movie's going to make. Well, I said the other day it's tracking like $150 million opening for September. That's an amazing opening weekend, and it really is the franchise properties, Doug, that the studios need.
Yeah.
And this one's going to work.
So is Lion King
opening today? Lion King.
Yeah, that's going to win hands down this weekend, right?
Well, it made reportedly $25 million last night in just a few showings on a Thursday night. Yeah, it's going to be a big, big movie.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll look forward to that. We'll have our box office totals with Chuck Reber joining us on Monday here on the DJV program. It's 59 past the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.